When it comes to serving people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, such as autism and Down syndrome, there are the haves and have-nots. The state of North Carolina pays for care, but not for everyone. There are a limited number of spots. Those lucky enough to have what's called a waiver are entitled to a variety of in-home help, but there are more than 12,000 people who aren't so lucky. They're on a waiting list that's years long, and the only way to jump the list is if you're in a crisis. WFAE's Alex Olgan talks to one family who feels they've reached that point, but still can't get the help they need.
Landon Freeman is in the land of the have-nots. He's on the wait list. The 24-year-old has autism, bipolar disorder, and obsessive-compulsive disorder. This is his 79th day in an Ovant Health emergency room. He went January 9th after he attempted to run away from home. This is the fifth time he's been in the hospital since around Thanksgiving. His mother, Yvonne Freeman, says his depression set in after a manic episode.
And then we started with the emotional issues, the crying, the really being sad. My brain's not working right. I don't know what's wrong with my brain. And then he would get so frustrated that it would build and he would tantrum.
And his parents, who are 55 and 61 and recovering from shoulder and knee surgeries, are finding it harder to physically restrain him.
So developmentally, he functions as an 8-year-old, but he's 180 pounds. So we can't, restrain him. We also can't keep him under lock and key so that he can't run away. And that's the real danger.
And that's why Landon's parents are refusing to take him home from the hospital. Medicaid pays for his physical care. So for 79 days, he spent most of his time sitting in a hospital bed. Doctors check in on him and he gets his medicine. But his mother says he spends most of his time watching TV, doing puzzles, and visiting with family and friends. Doctors and Cardinal Innovations Healthcare, which is basically the state insurance company that controls his behavioral care, say he's ready to go home. Mom says no. He wasn't able to remain stable the last 4 times he came home from the hospital, and she doesn't believe this time will be any different.
And it would last about 24 hours where he would be almost himself, but not quite, and then it would all begin spiraling downward again. So he was trying really hard to come out of the depression. He just couldn't pull himself out of it.
So now the Freemans are in a standoff. They're appealing for Landon to get one of the 19 spots Cardinal has reserved for people in emergencies. But Cardinal decides whether someone is in enough of a crisis to get one of those spots. It makes that call based on documentation from medical professionals that show a patient is in an imminent risk of harm and requires evidence that would show his family can no longer take care of him or he's in danger of getting taken into state custody or is being abused or neglected. The Freemans agreed to let Cardinal discuss why Landon is being denied an emergency slot. Cardinal CEO Trey Sutton says Cardinal doctors agreed with other doctors who've evaluated Landon.
Several now of our doctors have reviewed this thing, reviewed this case and are in agreement that Landon can be successful in a less restrictive environment and with the right supports and services in that setting.
Sutton says that less restrictive setting is his parents' home. The Freemans disagree, and they say services like being taught skills for living at home, vocational programs, or someone watching Landon while his parents go to work or run errands won't help because he's tried them before.
Up to this point, we felt like we just have to wait in line until our turn comes up with a waiver or residential placement. But it became so bad with Landon that we needed their intervention. We needed resources now.
Cardinal says the denial is not about the money. In fact, Sutton, the CEO, says the in-home services the company's offering are not less expensive than a coveted waiver slot. And in Cardinal's opinion, the Freemans need to try the services in combination. If Landon was lucky enough to get a waiver slot, he'd have it for life.
We're told that they would open up every door for us. All of the resources would be available to Landon.
Like money for him to live in a group home or daily visits by professionals to help Landon live at home. The Freemans have been appealing within the Cardinal ranks to get Landon a slot. So far, they've gotten denied, which Cardinal says is not uncommon. This waiver year, which doesn't even start until April, there are 19 emergency slots for Cardinal patients in 20 counties. More than half of the slots have already been given out, says Andrea Meisenheimer with Cardinal. She says she can't remember a year where Cardinal didn't fill all the slots.
This is very, very narrow, high-level criteria that has to be professionally documented. So we don't have large numbers of people who are going to meet this criteria.
One thing everyone agrees on is that there is a need for more slots. The General Assembly allocates the total number of waiver slots each year. A bill introduced by Republican lawmakers would increase the more than 13,000 statewide slots by 2,000 over the next 2 years, which would only put a small dent in the waiting list. Doug C. is an attorney with the Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy who handles these cases for families.
It's a difficult standard to meet, the real problem is that there just aren't enough of these slots, and they only come out like once a year, and then everybody rushes to apply for one. If you don't happen to be having an emergency at the moment that they have some slots available, emergency slots available, you're out of luck.
And even if you are in an emergency, there's no guarantee. And often people in crisis end up in the hospital. Novant Health says in the Charlotte market, each day there are about 10 to 15 patients that could be discharged but end up staying for a variety of reasons. The reason Landon is still there is because his parents are desperate for help.
Every day is centered around trying to figure a way out for Landon to get placement and services every day. Most of our conversations revolve around that. Landon calls home, I don't know, 6, 8, 10 times a day.
Freeman says 3 group homes have denied Landon a spot, either because he's too aggressive or not a good fit. Even if a group home could take him, without a waiver slot, Freeman says it would be expensive, and they'd probably sell their home to afford a stay. But even then, she worries it would not be sustainable. So for now, the standoff continues.
It's who can wait the longest. Cardinal and Novant are, you know, they're big companies. We're just Landon's parents.
For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.